standoff with the Paris terror suspects.
And it's a very chaotic scene here.
Same-sex marriage case.
Supreme Court considers whether to intervene.
President's plan for higher ed.
The first 2 years of community college, free.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Vicki Barker in Paris with the CBS World News Roundup. French police have tracked down the two jihadist brothers sought in Wednesday's massacre of 12 people to an industrial complex northeast of Paris, not far from Charles de Gaulle Airport. The men are said to be holding at least one hostage and have reportedly told police they are prepared to die as martyrs. CBS News correspondent Clarissa Ward is at the scene.
The two men are believed to be holed up in a company that makes shop signs in that industrial complex in the village of Dammartin, and according to the Associated Press, quoting an unnamed French official, the French government is now in negotiations and in discussions with the two gunmen in that office. French radio interviewed one man who said that he actually bumped into one of the suspects in that industrial complex. He said that the suspect came and shook his hand and told him not to worry, apparently saying, we don't kill civilians. So clearly these gunmen do not consider journalists to be civilians.
Two runways at Charles de Gaulle have been closed. Local residents told to stay indoors and stay away from windows. And area hospitals have been put on high alert to prepare for any possible casualties. Here in Paris, French officials now say it appears yesterday's fatal shooting of a policewoman was connected to Wednesday's massacre. The brothers Saeed and Sharif Kouachi are not thought to be the perpetrators. CBS News correspondent Liz Palmer here in Paris has the story of one of the policemen gunned down on Wednesday.
Some imams actually came to lay flowers at the spot where the policeman was killed. It turns out that he was a Muslim himself, and a tweet that has gone viral says, "I am Ahmed the cop. Charlie Hebdo mocked my faith and my culture, and I died defending their right to do it."
The survivors of the massacre at French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo say they will keep publishing. My colleague Elaine Cobb joins me here in Paris.
Staff at the weekly Charlie Hebdo are already back at work. They've moved to temporary offices at another major newspaper here in Paris and plan to publish 1 million copies next week. Today, Charlie Hebdo becomes an honorary citizen of Paris.
Again, the latest here in Paris. The two suspects in the massacre at French weekly Charlie Hebdo have been tracked down to an industrial complex northeast of the capital. They appear to be holding a hostage. Police and special forces are at the scene. Steve?
Vicki Barker in Paris, thanks. CBS's Bob Orr is working on the Yemen connection to the two men at the center of the standoff in France and their possible ties to the leader of the al-Qaeda branch, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike in 2011.
The older brother, Saeed Kouachi, was in Yemen in 2011 at the same time that Awlaki was leading the external terror plotting for AQAP. But whether or not Saeed ever had personal dealings with Awlaki, he came back, I'm told, from Yemen with clear intent to do something in France.
There are late reports of a shootout, perhaps a hostage situation going on at a Paris grocery store with at least one person wounded. Here at home, sentencing is set for today in New York for the one-eyed Islamic cleric known as Abu Hamza. He was convicted of helping terrorists in Yemen and plotting to open a terror camp in Oregon. He faces a life sentence. In the Java Sea, new developments in the hunt for wreckage and victims of Asia Air Flight 8501. Reporter Jack Hewson is in Jakarta.
They've received pings from a location close to but not in the tail section. So at the moment, divers are trying to pinpoint exactly where that is.
The sounds could be from the plane's black boxes. Late last year, the U.S. Supreme Court steered clear of same-sex marriage cases. Today, as CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us, the court will look at the issue again.
The justices behind closed doors will consider whether to tackle a critical question. Is same-sex marriage a constitutional right? The way Sarah McBride sees it at the Center for American Progress.
The Supreme Court should and will decide that same-sex couples have historically been discriminated against.
Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council says the justices must stand behind states that want to ban these marriages.
Are they going to impose a radical new definition of marriage contrary to history and the religious beliefs of many Americans?
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In a time of staggering student loan debt, free tuition sounds too good to be true. But as CBS's Dan Revive tells us, it's an idea President Obama's now pushing for some.
The president previewed the speech he'll give to students and faculty in Knoxville by issuing a video on Facebook saying he wants the first 2 years of community college to cost nothing.
That's right, free for everybody who's willing to work for it. It's something that we can accomplish, and it's something that'll train our workforce so that we can compete with anybody in the world.
Officials say the federal government would pick up 3/4 of the cost and participating states the rest. Republicans sound skeptical about the cost and perhaps too much federal bureaucracy. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
No let up, not yet, in the upper Midwest. The bitter cold, wind chills in some places like Minneapolis and Fargo are around 25 below this morning. In the South, some suffering too. CBS's Jim Krasula is in Greensboro, North Carolina.
It's only adding to the misery in the shivering South. Power outages have left thousands in cold, dark homes and apartments.
We're asking folks to conserve electricity, do what they can to reduce power demand.
Duke Energy spokesman Tom Williams says the power grid is under enormous strain in the record cold.
At a show in London, Ontario last night, when a woman in the audience got up to get a drink, Bill Cosby said, "You have to be careful about drinking around me." The reference to the sex assault allegations against him brought applause, but later a heckler yelled at Cosby.
No, stop!
He called Cosby a rapist and was removed from the theater by a police officer. Grammy-winning gospel pioneer Andre Crouch has died at 72. His credits stretch from Michael Jackson to The Lion King. And actor Rod Taylor has died at 84.
That's the damnest thing I ever saw. I don't know. It seemed to swoop down at you deliberately.
He's best remembered for that starring role in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. It's a big weekend in Hollywood. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
If you like award shows,
welcome to the Golden Globe Awards.
Then this is your time of the year. On Sunday, it begins with the Golden Globe Awards. Many believe the big winner will be Boyhood, which depicts the growth of a young boy ages 5 to 17.
Who do you want to be? What do you want to do?
I just want to be able to do anything I want.
Other films given a good chance to win include Selma and Birdman. In 2 weeks, the Screen Actors Guild Awards take place. It all concludes on February 22nd with the Oscars. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
On what would have been his 80th birthday,
shadows made.
The first song Elvis Presley recorded, called My Happiness, sold for $300,000 at a Memphis auction. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.